Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the email address on the account you're calling in about?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'll give you this one. It's McGreiny, McGreiny at yahoo.com.
Thank you. I'm looking for that.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm trying to locate an account. Thank you for your patience. Do you have the order number by any chance?
No.
I'm not pulling it up with a zip code or first and last name. Would there be a different name that I can try or a different zip code, sir, I can try?
Well, my name is Brad Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. And the zip code is 33713.
I'm checking again with that. Please stay in line.
Okay.
Okay. I'm looking.
Okay.
Repeat that zip code one more time, please, sir.
33713.
That's what I entered. Spell the first and last name one more time, please.
Okay, the first name is B-R-A-D. Last name is M-E-Y-E-R.
You know, we're not pulling up any account with that information. Do you have an order number by any chance?
Well, let's look here. I don't have it. Okay, well then, if you can't locate it, I'll just have to go ahead and dispute the charge with my bank, and they'll settle it out.
I'm not pulling up anything with that information.
Well,
would there
I got
be
a
any other name I can try or different?
A $67 charge with this phone number on it, so that's why I'm calling you.
Okay, sir, I'm not pulling up an account with that information. I've checked, sir. Would there be any other name I can try or a different zip code I can try?
Yeah, it would be the only name I shipped to.
Okay. The only way I can try to locate the account would be with an order number. Do you have an order number?
Let me see here. Hold on a sec. That's Amazon. No, I have to call you back with that if I can find it.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your customer support.